The New South Wales Premier has announced a huge step back into normal life for his state. From the 1st of November, for the first time in more than 1.5 years, people arriving from overseas won't have to do any form of quarantine. That means no hotel quarantine and no home quarantine. The travellers will need to be double vaccinated and tested before they arrive. It's a big step, but epidemiologists say the time is right to open up the international border. David Sparks reports.
In some quarters, Australia has become known as a hermit kingdom in recent times for its refusal to reopen its borders to the outside world. With one very unexpected announcement, Dominic Perrottet has declared those days will soon be over.
From 1 November, those people, returning Australians, tourists who want to come back, who want to visit Australia, who want to come into Sydney, hotel quarantine will be a thing of the past.
The Premier says there will be some conditions.
We will require which will work with the Commonwealth Government, that those people coming into Australia, whether it's a tourist or returning Australian, that you will need to do a PCR test before you board the flight, and that you will need to show proof of that you're double vaccinated. So for double vaccinated people right around the world, Sydney, New South Wales is open for business. We want people back. We're leading the nation out of this pandemic. A hotel quarantine, home quarantine is a thing of the past. We are opening Sydney and New South Wales to the world.
It's not clear at this stage how the decision by New South Wales fits in with current federal laws, but it's not expected to meet resistance from Canberra. Ending quarantine for international arrivals is sure to generate debate. For some Australians, fears that the virus will come in from overseas and wreak havoc have loomed large. That includes one prominent doctor, Karen Phelps, a former politician and AMA president, who said on Twitter, "This will not end well." But other experts say the time is right for New South Wales. Professor Catherine Bennett is head of epidemiology at Deakin University.
Well, they'll be basing this on the data they've collected in the trials recently. We know the infection rates have been very low in return travellers, less than 0.5%. So we're talking about, you know, very, very low numbers and incredibly rare amongst the fully vaccinated. Only 4% of infections reported the last time I saw in New South Wales amongst return travellers actually were in people fully vaccinated. So their latest data is obviously telling them that they're not picking up people positive in quarantine. But the most important thing is to keep the testing there, and that's what they're doing. So I think it's a smart plan. It allows people to come back home or come to Australia if they're from other states and at least land in Sydney where they don't have the opportunity to do home quarantine but get back into the country.
Could this raise problems for other states? I mean, it essentially gives international travellers a backdoor entry into other states, doesn't it?
Well, most other states have borders closed, and the idea is this isn't going to change the risks for New South Wales anyway. So if people come back, then there may be requirements if they're crossing borders into other states, either that the borders are still closed to people from New South Wales, or if they've returned from overseas that they need to, you know, maybe they have their own isolation rules in state or their own testing rules. So I think that'll be part of the border process as borders, as internal borders, progressively open up.
I guess as an epidemiologist, you weigh up the mathematics of the health science versus social needs, don't you? Is this a social need that we have to prioritise on now?
Yeah, I think we've in the eastern states of Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT, we no longer have an argument about, you know, risk of people coming in versus local risk. That's now levelled out. And so we don't have the health reasons to stop people coming in just in terms of protecting the broader population. So I do think that takes the pressure off keeping caps on and allows more people to return home. And this just makes it a more straightforward step.
That's Professor Catherine Bennett, who's the head of epidemiology at Deakin University, ending David Sparks' report.